after they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Time for you to join us and have your say. Celtic fans, you're making your way home from the game. What did you make of today's performance? What pleased you? 0141 951 1025. What do you make of Moussa Dembele not getting on anything in it? Or is it just a case of you didn't need him to get past Brechin and there's nothing to worry about here? Why not let us know? We're at Clyde SSB on Twitter as well. And what about Motherwell fans? You must be delighted. It was a miserable end to 2017, but you've kicked off the new year with a Lanarkshire derby victory and one which sees you through in the cup. Partick Thistle fans as well, Kilmarnock fans perhaps, and maybe even St Mirren fans. Are you back down the road? Was that a bit of a harsh lesson you got up at Pittodrie earlier? Do let us know. Hugh Keevans, what's on your mind?
Well, obviously Dembele's a major talking point, because three substitutions are made and none of them involves Moussa Dembele. Now, A, is he being saved because Celtic suspect there's a bid in the offing for him? Or B, are Celtic saving him for Partick Thistle on Tuesday night? So I don't understand why Dembele's on the bench and you don't bring him on against a team as weak as Brechin City. He'd get goals, boost his confidence, but clearly there is an explanation, and I'm waiting for Brendan Rodgers' interview.
Is it not just a case that they didn't need him today?
Well, why haven't they in the first place?
You could say that about any of the substitutions, you don't always have to bring someone on.
Maybe answer your own question. They may be saving them, giving 90 minutes on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Rather than
we don't know. It's open to all sorts of interpretation. It would be interesting. I suppose
what I'm trying to say, if Celtic lose the game or they struggle and they haven't brought Dembele on to try and rescue it, then you go, well, something's not right. But when you win 5-0, is it maybe just that they just didn't need him?
Well, Roger Hanna is a vastly experienced journalist, and he will be the man who will ask that very question to Brendan Rodgers, because it's simple. It's a question that Celtic supporters, as they leave the ground, will be asking, or Celtic supporters who weren't at the game will be asking the question, why have him on the bench and not bring him on? Roger will ask.
Gordon Dale, you're still with us at Celtic Park. A simple afternoon, it sounded like, for Celtic.
Yes, it was very easy, Gordon, especially after they got the opening goal in what, a couple of minutes, and then, as I say, Brechin at the back, they just messed about with the ball. Celtic went in, took the ball off them, 2-0. After 12 minutes, game was over. Second half was the same pattern. It was all Celtic. It was just attack after attack after attack. On this discussion there, I was listening to Hugh. I totally agree with Hugh. I wouldn't be surprised if Dembele plays on Tuesday, and I can understand keeping him on the bench. But you're just back from a winter break. You've had a few weeks off. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, get him on the park, get his legs going, look forward to Tuesday night. I'm very surprised that he didn't come on the pitch.
Derek, just give us the run through of all the scores. I realise we didn't do that, just in case people missed some of the late drama that we had there.
Okay, we'll do. The Scottish Cup 4th round: Aberdeen 4, St Mirren 1, Alloa 0, Dundee United 2, Ayr United 4, Arbroath 1, Celtic 5, Brechin City 0, and Dundee 2, Inverness Cali 2, Dunfermline 1, Morton 2, East Fife 0, Brora Rangers 1, Kilmarnock 1, Ross County 0, Motherwell 2, Hamilton 0, and Queen of the South 1, Partick Thistle 2. Scottish League 1, Stranraer 1, Raith Rovers 0. In League 2, Montrose 1, Clyde 3. And in the English Premier League, Brighton 0, Chelsea 4, Arsenal 4, Crystal Palace 1, Burnley 0, Manchester United 1, Everton 1, West Brom 1, Leicester City 2, Watford 0, Stoke City 2, Huddersfield Town 0, and West Ham United 1, Bournemouth 1.
0141 951 1025 on the phones. We're on Twitter as well. Barry Docherty says, panel overreacting about Dembele. David Campbell as well. No one's asking it apart from Hugh. There's no question other than why Hugh is looking for a problem at Celtic with Dembele. I'll let you answer that. Go on quickly.
That's the 2018 reaction you get from Twitter. You know, we're on a 4 hour long programme here talking about the events of the day. That is a talking point all day long.
John is a Celtic fan in Wishaw. Hi, John.
Hi. Hugh, he's playing on Tuesday night. For goodness sake, man, you must realise that the more important game is Tuesday night rather than the day. Why would you put him on the day when you're up 2 or 3-0?
For the start,
where the guy, Eduardo, he's already scored a hat-trick for us. So
For the very simple reason, John, that once into the second half, when Brechin City are buckling, visibly buckling in front of you, if he is playing on Tuesday night at Fir Hill, then get him on, as Gordon DL said, get him on, get his legs going. I just think it's maybe there's a perfectly plausible explanation for this, and Brendan Rodgers will offer it. But it's you who are making the mountain out of the molehill here. It's very simple. Yeah. Because
how am I making a mountain out of molehill? Because I just come on to say that he was playing Tuesday night.
No, well, first of all, you don't know if he'll play on Tuesday night.
Is a certainty to play on Tuesday night?
How do you know?
Is injured.
How do you know he's a certainty?
Because he's a certainty to play on Tuesday night.
No, but you've just presented that to me as a fact. He will play.
He will play on Tuesday night.
Well, we shall see. But if you get Moussa Dembele and he hasn't,
I'll tell you why he's playing Tuesday night, Hugh. Because he's on the TV.
Uh huh. And.
Well, everybody can see him.
Is that game on TV?
Yes. Well, no, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're going anyway, aren't you?
I'm going, but I'm going to be a fat cat. So,
oh, very nice.
But, you know, people don't need to see Moussa Dembele on the telly against Partick Thistle. They either know what he, or think they know what he's capable of
so
doing.
So they don't need to see him playing against Brechin then?
If he's going to play against Partick Thistle, John, why not give him 20 or 30 minutes beforehand?
John, can I ask you a question?
Aye.
Where do you think his future is?
I think he'll stay this window and then he'll go in the summer.
John, what did you see any of the game today, John? Were you there?
No, I wasn't there the day. My two boys went today there on the ticket scheme, so they two went.
I take it, I mean, from what you heard, it just sounds like a fairly straightforward afternoon. Pleased enough with what you heard?
You expect that, ain't you? Disrespect to Brechin, but you expect that, don't you? So it was a game that Celtic won, and then the more important games on Tuesday night.
That's a fair point. And Fuzzy's on Twitter. He says the plausible explanation is probably Griffiths is injured. Why risk Dembele? And Hugh, that does seem,
as I say,
plausible.
Yeah, if Brendan Rodgers comes out and says that, then I'll be the first to say, oh well, now we know. It just looks, from this distance, strange that you get Moussa Dembele on the bench, you've got Brechin City tiring minute upon minute, you're two up at half time, you score an early goal in the second half, you think, well, Dembele, as Derek said, Dembele can get a hat-trick in the second half.
Gordon DL, tell us a bit more about that performance then, in terms of, we saw the likes of Kouassi get quite a lot of game time, we don't see too much of him. Mikey Johnson came off the bench and so on. I accept that Brechin didn't provide the toughest challenge for Celtic, but what other aspects to it would have pleased the Celtic fans this afternoon?
I just think the fact that we're back to domestic football, obviously it's the Scottish Cup and it's at home, and they wanted to see how Celtic were going to react after the winter break, because we touched on it and we're not being too critical because Celtic are still in the running to do a treble, but before the winter break they were a bit flat, they weren't as sharp as they normally were, but this afternoon it was cruise control, they moved the ball about well, the two full-backs as usual got forward, Cham just sat in the middle of the park, it was amazing. Scott Brown went off, I don't know, about 30 minutes to go and still got man of the match. I don't know who picks that. But it was very comfortable for Celtic, and as I say, the only blip, and Brendan Rodgers sat the full game apart from a couple of minutes in the first half. He got out, he went to the touchline, and he really gave the two centre-halves a rollicking, because I think the pace that they were playing it wasn't quick enough. But second half, they controlled it, they passed the ball a bit better. Brechin, give them all the credit in the world, they fought as hard as they possibly could. They didn't have the ability, they didn't have the class, and I think they've enjoyed their day. But it's going to be this big talking point, and I know what people are saying, well, they're keeping him for Tuesday night, he could get injured, all that. I don't buy that. I'm with you in this 100%. If you're just back from a winter break, get him on for 20, 30 minutes. Get the legs going, because he could go and train on Monday night. He's out here now doing a training session. There's about 12 Celtic players out doing a training session just now. He could get an injury in that. You can't just go, well, we're keeping him for Tuesday night because we don't want him injured. I thought it was a perfect opportunity today with 30 minutes because Brechin, you could see part-time team, they put so much effort into it, they were so tired. Just bring him on, let him get his legs going, he'll probably get a goal or two, and then look forward to Tuesday night.
We're going to speak to Eddie, who's a Celtic fan in East Kilbride, in just a second, but before we do that, Brian is in Lark Hall. Hi Brian.
Hi.
What's your point tonight, Brian?
Hey panel, it's why when the draw was made, they decided that the game between Rangers and Fraser would take place at their ground. I've never visited the ground, so I don't know, but I did see pictures for Sky during the week, you know, when they were doing a build-up towards the game. And to me, it looked inadequate. It only holds 1,800, and obviously it was called off today. Being January, you would expect the weather to be quite bad. I'm just wondering why it wasn't moved to another stadium.
Well, I think that's down to Fraserburgh themselves. They may well have been asked, you know, do you want to move it because it's such a big game? They said, no, it's our home game. I know we can only get 1,800 people in it, but it's for our fans. I think Rangers got 365 tickets. So the majority of fans would have been from Fraserburgh or Fraserburgh fans. It was their choice. I think if they wanted to have moved it maybe to Aberdeen or wherever, and they might have got 10,000-12,000 there, they might have made a few quid, I don't know, but they decided they wanted to play it on their own, and they're quite entitled to that.
The only way the SFA, who administer this competition, could have interfered or intervened would have been if there had been any safety issues. So clearly there are no safety issues. The ground is very small, that's admitted. But so long as those who are in it are safe in it, then if Fraserburgh want to play there and give themselves, they hope, a bit of an advantage, then why not?
I mean, Brian, would it have made any difference? I mean, Peterhead was off today, Livingston was off today. These stadiums aren't inadequate, so I don't think it was necessarily because it was at Fraserburgh. Sometimes you just can't beat the weather.
I was thinking more than Inverness Stadium. They could have moved it there. I know it's not in the general area, but it's not too far away. I know they couldn't have played at Betrodge. Have you seen Betrodge today, the Aberdeen St Mirren game? The pitch is breaking up.
Yeah.
You know, quite badly.
But again, Brian, you're not really meant to just move these cup ties around willy-nilly. You can do it if the stadium is considered inadequate, as Hugh says, in terms of safety concerns or things like that. But you may not have liked it. You may not have liked the television pictures that you saw, but the stadium was deemed suitable to have it. It's Fraserburgh's tie there at home. I'm not sure if, you know, you can't just kind of pick and choose, or let's take it there, let's take it here.
Rangers got under 400 tickets for it. You know, the majority of people inside the stadium would have been Fraserburgh fans.
Yeah.
And that's what they've lived for. Of course it is.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah. For Rangers fans, it's a disappointment because a lot more than that would have wanted to go up there, you know, if it was a bigger stadium. But such is life.
And by the way, Brian, and you're not the only one guilty of this, because I know that sometimes we're a bit insular down here, but it's 99 miles from Fraserburgh to Inverness, so it's quite a trek.
Okay, I understand what you're saying there.
I just thought I would look it up because I was curious. I know that as a West of Scotland type, sometimes think that that's close, but it's not really.
You tend to find that people aren't great on their own country's geography. Fraserburgh, Inverness, they're all up there somewhere.
You did also say it was a 400 mile trip or something a few weeks ago when the draw was made, so I'm not letting you off with that.
Please yourself.
You want to come back in, Brian?
No, I was.
What about, what about Wednesday night then, Brian? Brian, what about Wednesday night when Aberdeen comes around? Because you go straight into a sort of a huge game then, don't you? I'm not saying that Fraserburgh wouldn't have been big, but Rangers would have been overwhelming favourites. How do you see this one when it comes around?
Well, just need to wait and see what happens on Wednesday. Obviously, we've got some newer players at the club, and it'd have been nice to have played the game today, because I think we would have played the game tomorrow. I think we would have played a strong team.
Yeah. I think the new ones would all get a game. You're right. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
I think it's better for the new ones, as you call them, to start at Ibrox rather than this quaint little ground, which is 99 miles from Inverness.
You want to get a competitive game under your belt, though, don't you, Derek?
Because there's two or three of these Rangers people have come in, haven't played an awful lot of games. So it would be nice to have got 90 minutes, whether it's Fraserburgh or wherever else, before they play the big one against Aberdeen.
Okay, thanks to Brian and Lark Hall. Eddie's in East Kilbride. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Eddie. Back. Just with Dembele, I mean, I'm not a great lover of him. My son likes him, but I think his attitude stinks. And I don't think he likes the cold weather either. But for someone that's supposed to be as good, as talented, as fit, if you don't have the right attitude, you're just the same as everybody else. You know, and I think it's time Celtic get rid of him anyway. And if we get 10 million, hey, jump at it.
Eddie,
I think his attitude is wrong.
Just to be fair, how does his attitude stink? What do you mean by that? What examples would you give?
Even watching him play, there's not a lot of energy about his body. You know, yes, he's got some skills and talents, but when you look at the need to run that extra couple of yards, he's not a guy that you think he's a leader. You know, not like Mr. Brown. You know, he'll run all over the park. But Dembele just doesn't have the desire to play in Scotland. And I think Nez Wares certainly puts him off even more.
I don't know about
I'm not sure about that. I mean, this time last year, yeah, he came on and scored against Albion Rovers at this very stage. It was freezing cold that day. It was an AstroTurf pitch.
I'm sure it rains and it gets cold in France as well. But, you know, the Eddie is coming some way towards my perception of this. And my perception is that Celtic might have missed the boat with Dembele. If they wanted to make 20, 25 million, there is no one going to pay that for Moussa Dembele at the moment. At the end of his golden first season, it was a possibility. But this season, he hasn't done enough. And I do take into account the injury at the start, but, you know, he's over the injury and he doesn't look the same dynamic player.
Celtic fans, it is important that we don't get bogged down too much in something that you're all telling me on Twitter isn't a big deal. So why not get in touch and tell us what you liked about the performance? That's the way it works. You get to tell us 0141 951 1025. And we're going to hear from some of the main managers involved this afternoon after these.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Ladbrokes.com, backing Scottish football all season long. Please gamble responsibly. After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Keevans, Murdo McLeod and Derek Johnson here with me, Gordon Duncan, on today's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL still with us at Celtic Park as well. Gordon DL, we asked you about some of the players that came on. I mean, who sort of stuck out for you the most, Gordon, if you picked a man of the match? Because you said that Scott Brown, he went off early on, still got the man of the match award. Who was the main man for you then?
I think Sinclair in the first half caused all sorts of problems and obviously got his goal as well, Gordon. I thought Cham in the middle of the park just does what he does. He's getting better and better as I watch him. He's grown into being a real top Celtic player. And it's interesting that we've had calls tonight and obviously a lot of debate saying, well, why would you put Dembele on the park? You've got to save him. There are only two fit strikers. Celtic squad are doing a real hard training session just now. And Lee Griffiths is one of those guys that's doing the training session. So he looks perfectly fit to me. So I wouldn't be surprised all the talk on Tuesday night. You might even see Griffiths come in against Partick Thistle on Tuesday night.
Let's hear from Brendan Rodgers, shall we? So many Celtic fans, countless numbers getting in touch, basically saying, Hugh Keevans, you're talking rubbish. There's no big deal. Moussa Dembele, we just didn't need him today. He'll play on Tuesday. Nothing to see here. Let's hear from Brendan Rodgers, because I'm sure he'll know.
I think that you come back and you want to try and get into your rhythm as soon as you can. And yeah, I thought it was obviously breaking come with a good spirit. I've had a tough season so far. But you know these types of games, and history can tell you that it can be difficult for you. But started the game well, created the chances, and took a goal as well, and at good times. So yeah, it was a professional performance. It's never any games that are easy now. So I think if you send that message out that maybe there was, I feel I could have picked up whatever team, we would still have a strong side. But yeah, it was important just to get a rhythm back early and get a good result. And similar to last season when we come back, playing obviously a lower division team, but it's important that you go and work well, and we did that.
Was he missed that mentally? Is the speculation affected him any?
Yeah, I think we miss a, there's been a couple of inquiries for him, and the boy's in a, you know, he's fine, he's training, he's working, but I think it's clear that he's probably not been quite the same as what he's been for probably over a year. So And my job as the manager and the leader of this team is to ensure that the focus is purely on Celtic and the team. And like I say, he's a good kid, he's a good boy. And for a lot of players, January is a difficult window. Lots of speculation, lots of things that's happening around. But my job is always to protect the club and ensure that everyone that plays on the field is totally focused. So, and like I say, Musa's fine. Been a few inquiries. We'll see what happens between now and the end of the month, and then we'll take it from there.
Have the inquiries led to bids, or are you anticipating any bids from?
Nothing as of yet. No, nothing official. I know that some inquiries have come through to Peter here. So, but nothing concrete.
So Brendan Rodgers says Moussa Dembele is not quite the same, because there's been a couple of inquiries and he wants players who are fully focused on all things Celtic at the moment. What do you make of that? 01419511025. Particularly keen to hear from everyone who said that he was just being rested and there was nothing else to see here, Hugh Keevans.
Well, if it's on his mind, I fully understand. Young man, sums of money involved, it's a head-turning business. But I do believe that you have to be temperamentally strong enough to handle a game at Celtic Park against Brechin. So I'm still a little surprised that he didn't get some game time when Brechin were on their knees and three goals behind, for example. Also, the only comment I would make, if it's on his mind and he can't play against Brechin, then John, the first caller, said Partick Thistle was a far more important game and he would definitely play in that. Well, if all the transfer business is on his mind and he can't face Brechin, how can he face Partick Thistle?
Gordon DL just listening to Brendan Rodgers there. I suppose that's when the argument comes in that, well, if you don't really need him against Brechin, and you're admitting that his head is maybe not quite in the right place, then that's the reason he didn't play.
Yeah, I think it's a difficult one for the manager, because at the end of the day, Gordon, as Brendan Rodgers says, there have not been any concrete bibs. There've been inquiries. What happens if he doesn't go in the January window? Are they just going to sit on the bench until the window shuts and then bring him back on? I think he should go out there and play. He's a young lad. He should forget about whatever's going to happen. What happens, happens. But you've got to keep your match fitness up. You've got to keep playing. And he's got to keep his cell in this number one role that Brendan Rodgers always sees him as, you know, when the big games come up. To sit there and say, well, you know, I want people that's focused on Celtic. Well, if that's the case, if he's not focused, what's he on the bench for? Why is he on the bench? You know, so you either take him out the firing line altogether and say, right, you're not on it. But
Gordon, is he working just now? Is he on the pitch?
Yeah, there's about 12 of them on. The one thing I'll say about Celtic, the minute the game's finished, Murdo, they're out there and they do a real hard training session. But so is Lee Griffiths. You know, Lee Griffiths sat in front of us for the full game, went right down the stair, put his tracksuit on. He's now out there doing all the training sessions. So I'd expect him to play. But the modern day footballer now really baffles me that, you know, because there have been a couple of inquiries, well, he's not focused in playing for Celtic. I'm sorry, I think that's a lame excuse.
Let's speak to George and Gartkosh. Hi, George.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Not bad, George.
Sure, and Gordon, I think he's a wee bit. I can't believe what he's actually saying. Gordon, the manager just came out and said that there are a couple of potential inquiries about the player. Yeah. Potentially, you're talking about an asset for Celtic here of 20-30 million, a ridiculous sum, at least 20-30 million pounds. And you're going to risk him against Brechin and maybe get an injury and cost the club that money.
Well, hold on a minute, I'll stop you there right now. You're saying you're going to risk him against Brechin. He's out doing a training session of 6 feet 6, which is very tight, very narrow, and there's not a lot of space. What happens if he gets an injury here? Who's going to take the blame for that?
Well, personally, I don't think he's going. It's a training exercise. There's not any heavy tackles on that, Gordon. The club are just doing what's best for their main assets. Too many times in the past, we've let this in windows, players get injured, and then you let them go and end up going for nothing. Martin Neal was famous for it, letting all our assets go for nothing.
And on your point, if you get 20, 30 million for him, it's a great bit of business.
Of course it is, yeah. And I believe that's what he's valued at in the current market.
Were you at the game today, George?
I wasn't, unfortunately, no. But
what do you make of it, hearing the result coming in and so on? Was it just a case of, you know, kind of what you expected, get into the hat?
Yeah, I think it's just what you expected. It's a I bought me a first division side, so I think Celtic are too big for most Premier League teams now, never mind first division side. So bit of training exercise, but good first round of the cup, and hopefully on route to their second double treble.
But too much for Moussa Dembele to handle.
Well, they can take a silly challenge for an amateur player to ruin £30 million. I mean, it's like, I can't believe what you're saying there, to risk this. I mean, it's a big, that's like another Champions League campaign for Celtic. They really need to look after their assets.
Well,
and that's all.
I think,
is that not a fair point?
I think people have to see your asset. To see,
but hold on,
Brendan Rodgers has already said there have been inquiries, so that would suggest that they don't need to see him today against Brechin. That's the whole point.
Well,
it was European Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year last year. People know his assets. He's a French under 21 international, scoring goals at that level, scoring goals in the Champions League. They don't need to see him playing against Brechin. And I would be absolutely raging if he went out there and got an injury. And then the club lost a potential £20-30 million.
Well, what about, therefore, he can't play against Partick Thistle.
Well, personally, I would play against Partick Thistle. After an inquiry coming in, I would play young Edward, see what he's got. Personally, I don't think he's got a lot. Definitely no £7 million that kind of the papers are talking about, but I think there are better potential signings out there. But no, I would definitely win playing against Partick Thistle. Until the window closes. If the window closes, then we start playing him again until the summer window and get the best out of him. And I think he'll be more focused then. He knows that they're not going to be bad, and he'll be focused on playing as well as they can for Celtic. And hopefully in the summertime, then we get an even better offer for him.
That was George and Gart Kosh there telling us that he wouldn't play Dembele again until the transfer window closes. Celtic fans, do you agree with that or disagree? It's 0141 951 1025. Let's take it on a bit then. We've heard from Brendan Rodgers. We know that the reason that he didn't play today, it wasn't just that he was being rested, as so many of you said. It's because the focus wasn't quite there after a couple of inquiries have been made. So does that mean he doesn't play until the end of the window? Yes or no? 0141 951 1025. Lots of tweets coming in here as well. Most of them been quite abusive, actually. Let's try and see what other managers we can hear from this afternoon. We're going to hear from Stephen Robinson. That was obviously an excellent win for Motherwell, getting back to winning ways, but there has to be a loser as well. What did Martin Canning make of that one?
Obviously the goals are crazy. The first one's, you don't expect to see it this level. And the second one, I think Goga has three attempts to clear the ball, doesn't do it, they take a quick throw and he gives away a stupid penalty. So fair point of view, like you say, that was the biggest disappointment, was we never got going. It seems to be that on the back of a good performance, we need to make sure we've got that same desire, that same hunger. And we showed that second half in terms of the commitment. And the first 10 minutes of the second half, we have a couple of opportunities, and if we get one, and I said that half time, it's game back on again, 2-1. We never managed to get it, and the game probably peters itself out. But for us, it's disappointing. Obviously, we've gone out of the cup, and we need to regroup again and go on Wednesday.
If these Rangers links continue, talks continue until the end of the month, Martin, would you think about taking Greg out the firing line at all if it gets too much for him?
No, because he's not that type of kid. He's a very, you'll know him, you spoke to him, he's a very mature young boy. So no, I don't think so. I think he knows, just get your head down and work hard. Like I said the other day, the reason people are talking about Greg is because he is mature, he is professional, he does his job properly, and I don't expect that to change with a couple of people saying that this is happening, that's happening. Obviously Greg's kept informed with the club by anything that does happen, but at the minute, as far as I know, speaking to Ronnie, the value hasn't been met at the club placing Greg, so Greg will remain a Hamilton player, and if the value isn't met, he'll be a Hamilton player going forward.
I actually didn't know that's what Martin Canning was going to say, so it's just quite interesting to hear how different players are exposed to different situations and different managers, because by the way, they are different. I don't think you can ever compare two people, two mindsets, two sets of circumstances. But Greg Docherty, Martin Canning was saying, he won't take him out the firing line. Once he's back from injury, it doesn't matter if the Rangers bid is still there, he's going to keep playing him. But the last piece of audio we heard from Brendan Rodgers saying Moussa Dembele didn't play today just in case the focus wasn't there.
Everything is relative. The Celtic supporters will say, "Oh, it's just a Hamilton Accies player. What is that?" And it, it's relative. They, Hamilton Accies, can make all of the money that they lost in the internet scam earlier in the season if Rangers or any other club stump up what they want for Greg Docherty. So he's a very important asset for them. But you've heard Martin Canning say, no, the boy's fine. He'll want to get in there and do his bit. As I say, I fully understand that there could be big sums of money involved where Moussa Dembele is concerned. But I do think you have to be temperamentally strong enough to play for half an hour against Brechin.
See, you kind of go till the end of the window. not playing and waiting for a move, and then all of a sudden you don't get that move. So you're missing 4 or 5 games.
Stevie's on Twitter. He says, we mentioned for Mikey Johnson the breath of fresh air when he came on. Great talent and such a young guy. The next KT for sure. Did we see any flashes of Mikey Johnson, Gordon?
Yeah, he's a terrific talent, I've got to say. I've been impressed with the lad every time I've seen him. He came on today. Perfect game to come on to. Breakin had tired by then. They'd worked so hard, but he's got great ability. The one thing I like about him, Gordon, is simple. He gets the ball and he goes and attacks people. He goes and takes people on. He believes in his own ability. He's certainly one for the future.
Let's speak to Ross and Bishop Briggs. Hi, Ross.
Hi there, how you doing?
Not bad, Ross.
It's just regarding the Moussa Dembele saga just now that's going on. I don't see how other Celtic fans think he's worth this £30 million price tag. He's had one not even full good season at Celtic. Don't get me wrong, he's a raw talent. I can see that there's talent there. But I also think that Griffiths gives us everything that we need up front. I mean, the Celtic fans forget the amount of goals that he's scored for us. And Roger's post-match interview just summed it up. I think his attitude's all wrong. The last game I seen him, he took taken off with about 15 minutes to go. He went straight down the tunnel, and then after the game, he's on the pitch with his hood up. You could see that there's something not right there, so I don't see why Roger would put him in. And I think that was it. Evidence today that he didn't even put him on. I don't think it's down to the fact that he's no fit. I don't see how a guy who's been away in Dubai training wouldn't be fit to come on for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I just think he's not playing him.
It's nothing to do with his fitness. Brendan Rodgers just told us there that it's because inquiries have been made for Moussa Dembele and he doesn't feel that his head's right, so to speak.
If you are top drawer, I keep having visions of Danny McGrain and Roy Aitken and Kenny Dalglish and people like that who would, and any of them saying, I don't think I could face it against Brechin today, you know.
What if it was Brendan Rodgers' decision, though?
Well,
he didn't say that Moussa Dembele's complained that his focus isn't there. That's Brendan Rodgers', you know, decision to make as the manager, is it not?
I think that whatever is the case, there must be consultation between player and manager. And Brendan Rodgers has arrived at that decision. He runs the club, and it's his business to do that. But I do think, last half hour of the game against Brechin, surely you can handle that. And I'll say this also, if you offered me Lee Griffiths or Moussa Dembele to start against Partick Thistle, I'd take Lee Griffiths.
Ross, you were asking about Lee, or you were praising Lee Griffiths. Here's what Brendan Rodgers had to say on his injury.
He had an ankle injury at the beginning of the week, so he hadn't trained, and just too much to risk him today, so he's going to join in a session after the game. And hopefully that'll come through. He'll be finding that, and then that'll allow him to be available for Tuesday.
Gordon, because you're still at Celtic Park, you're almost a spy in the camp. You're watching that training session that Brendan Rodgers mentions. Does it look like Lee Griffiths has come through okay and will be fine for Tuesday?
Yeah, they're still going, Gordon. As I said, after games here at Celtic Park, the ones that aren't playing sit in the stand, they go down and they do a real hard training session. It's not anything jolly and light. They really get in about it, and I'm just watching Lee Griffiths. As I say, they're playing a five-a-side here, and he's just put the ball in the back of the net, so he's a starter on Tuesday night.
There we are, Gordon Dale doing a bit of scouting there. Thanks to Ross in Bishop Briggs for that call. We're going to hear from some more managers and take more of your calls after these.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and score a tap-in. Please gamble responsibly. The games are over. The talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard's open line.
One of the other big winners this afternoon was Motherwell, of course, the Lanarkshire Derby. Stephen Robinson's side coming out on top in that one. It was a dreadful end to the last calendar year in terms of league football, but they're still going in the Scottish Cup. And here's what Stephen Robinson made of that one.
I thought it was efficient. It was comprehensive. We got back to doing what we do best. We were aggressive. We were a real tempo about us. You know, we won the physical battle first and foremost, and that's what I felt we'd sort of let people down in the second half of the game against Hamilton on the 30th. So we were back to that, but I thought we played some really good stuff as well. And the three boys up top, Adair will get better and better as he gets fitter, but I thought Tanner and Curtis were a real threat among some very good performances.
It's one of the most encouraging things for you.
As I said, I think Nadir will get better and better as his fitness levels improve. There's no doubt in his quality, you know, his little flick for the penalty. That's maybe the thing we've been lacking. You know, we've been a wee bit one-dimensional. And he gives us that Curtis and Tans. You know, Tans got super quality. What we have to do is drive that out of him every single week now, because he could be a real talented boy to go forward with.
Was that a hamstring for Aldrin?
We're still assessing it. We're hoping it's a kick. We're not sure whether, you know, he just got a boot in the back of the hamstring, and you know, we've taken him off as a precaution. So we'll assess that over the weekend. Also, George Newell, when he was warming up, has tweaked his hamstring as well. So good and bad. We'll assess that there as we go. But as I say, we have strengthened it, which is good. And other people get their chances. That's the way I look at it.
How far away do you think Nadir is from being the fitness that you would like him to be?
I think Nadir's still a good 3-4 weeks away, but the main thing is he's bought into it. You can't make people get fit. You can put sessions on and you can put a platform for them to do it, but he's really bought into it, you know, and he will get better and better. As I said, his quality's not up for debate, but when he gets to that fitness level, I think we'll see a real good signing.
I mean, Hugh, you looked at Motherwell's form going into this one. It was 1-1 in 12, none in the last 9. The previous game, of course, was that 3-1 home win to Hamilton in the league. So taking all things into account, it just seems like quite a big result for Stephen Robinson.
Yeah, it stops the rot. You're in the draw tomorrow, you're able to sit back, watch the big Edinburgh derby, hope for a very good draw that suits your club, whether you want money or advancement, and the result against Hamilton will just give Stephen Robinson a really decent night's sleep.
And Derek listening there, talking about Nadir Chiefchi, saying that, you know, he's still a bit short of his best, but we got him in, we gave him the minutes, you could see his quality, and predicting very much that he's going to get better and better as time goes on.
Well, we said that earlier, you know, he needs games, and that's game sharpness, that's what he needs, and he's got a good 55, 60 minutes today, and that'll do him the world of good. But once he gets him fit, and I think he's absolutely right, I think he suits Scottish football, and I think he'll do a real job. With all the youngsters around him doing a lot of power of running and setting him up with chances, I think he is a goal scorer, and I think he's found a real good one, certainly between now and the end of the season on loan.
The manager's got a lift seeing the way the side fought today, because that's been missing since we spoke about the 3 Celtic games in a row. Since then, they've lost that wee spark about the fighting spirit, and I think they've got it back today.
Martin's in Blantyre. Hi, Martin.
Hi there.
How are you?
Not too bad.
What's your point tonight, Martin?
So it was just the Moussa Dembele point, what's been going on for the last wee hour or so. You were talking about get him on for the last 20, 30 minutes, build his confidence up and get him going. Obviously, Brendan Rodgers has came out after and said why. But my point was saying, Mickey Johnson got a game, Abou Kouassi got a game. Get them playing more, get their confidence up. So when it comes to the business end of the season, you've got a few more players you're able to call on, rely on, who can build on what they're experiencing.
Yeah, I think I made a similar point sort of during the game, Gordon. If we can forget about Moussa Dembele for just a second, because it's not all about him, how beneficial was this as an exercise to give game time to other guys who don't usually get it?
Yeah, great. It works both ways, Gordon, because he was able to take his captain off. Scott Brown, Scott Sinclair come off as well. Boyata at the back come off after scoring a goal. And he gets the guys on that haven't had a lot of game time. So it was a terrific exercise for Brendan Rodgers and the players today. As I said, Mickey Johnson, I think, is going to be a real one for the future. Every time I see him, he's very positive. Kouassi in the middle of the park, well, he got a lot of touches on it. But by that time, the game was dead. The pace had dropped as well. But no, it's always good to get your fringe players a bit of game time, especially coming back from the break.
Martin, did you make it to the game today, or were you just listening in?
No, I caught a little bit of it. I wasn't at Parkhead. I was listening. It didn't really sound the most entertaining apart from the goals.
Yeah, again, Gordon, as Martin talks about getting young players, and I asked you about Mikey Johnson, I know Odson Edouard perhaps didn't have the greatest all-round shift, but does the goal in many ways show why it was beneficial to leave him on?
Well, the goal will be a confidence booster for him, Gordon, because if he hadn't scored, I'm sure he'd have been looking back at his 90 minutes and thinking, that wasn't my best. It was a difficult game because Brecon put 5 men in the back and they never moved. And there wasn't a lot of space for him. Yeah, he was making little runs, but every time the ball came up to him, he was giving it away. His link-up play was poor. and he got his goal, which will give him a bit of confidence, and I don't want to take it away from him, but you've got to look at the breaking goalkeeper, Smith. He should never get beat with it. He's just taking a chance. He's hit it. Fair play to him. He hits the target. The goalkeeper gets beat at near post, which he shouldn't. But that will give him a bit of confidence, because you're better walking off with that goal rather than walking off and say, well, I've had a real poor game and I didn't even look like I was going to score. So it could be just one of the, I don't want to be too hard on the lad, it could be one of the games, Gordon, but he didn't have his best 90 minutes.
Martin, what's your reading of Brendan Rodgers' comments there, saying the reason that he left Moussa Dembele out is because there's been some inquiries and perhaps the focus isn't there? Does that mean, Martin, that he shouldn't play again for the remainder of the transfer window? Or might it be the case that in a couple of weeks or even next week the situation could clear up for him?
Not a chance. I think I would put him in against Partick Thistle. He's still a quality striker. Brendan's always put out his best team, or who he thinks is best to put to play. If he doesn't think Dembele was in the right mindset, then I trust him. But I still think he's got the quality that he'll be able to come over this and be able to play again in this transfer window, whether or not he goes at the end, who knows.
I mean, listen, everyone's different, Martin, I suppose, but can you see why people might say, well, how can you be not in the right mindset on Saturday but fine come Tuesday?
Yeah, I can a little bit, but it's one of these things, eh?
I mean, that is the thing, Hugh. Things do change. I think it's important to acknowledge that, and this is not... I think we're in danger of misrepresenting this. That doesn't mean to say that Moussa Dembele knocked on Brendan Rodgers' door and said, I can't handle it, please don't throw me in against Brechin. It's just that Brendan Rodgers assesses all these things, has had a look at them, looked at some of the speculation, just thought, just think it's best we...
But you would have happened to spoken to the player about it. You can't just assess it without speaking to the player. He's got to find out what the player
and
is
there
saying.
There is no misrepresentation. There are several people having an opinion on a matter. The trouble with situations like this is that it's regarded as, oh, they're tweaking this to suit their argument, they have an agenda, they have this, they have that. No, we have an opinion on someone that Celtic supporters, one Celtic supporter on the programme tonight says he's worth £30 million but couldn't be put on against Brechin City. So everyone has an opinion about it, and there are different shades of opinion. And that's all. No one's trying to sell Moussa Dembele. No one's trying to keep him at the club. We're simply talking about an ongoing situation.
Let's hear from Alan Archibald, shall we? I'd imagine he's a happy man.
It's never easy. And I said that to the players. The first thing I said to him is, well done, you threw a cup tie. It's never easy to come here. I think we were tipped as the team that was going to fall today. And they're a good side, couldn't they? They've got good quality in their team. So, no, delighted to get through.
Who plays there for Conor Sandler? He seems to really be getting going now.
Yeah, no, he is. He went into the break, as he said in his interview during the week. The break probably came at a bad time. He came on as a sub for us and changed the game our last time out. And you've seen the day, he was a real handful and delighted he got his goals.
It's good to avoid a replay as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. Obviously, the Rangers game being off, we've got a 3 week that midweek now, so we didn't want to occupy it with another game, so not delighted to go over the line.
You talked during the week about getting the three boys back when you were away in Spain, having them and the team, did they come through okay?
You
quite happy?
Yeah, Callum Booth, even he'd been out for 6 months, he was up and down the line all day, and Abdul has been settled back in really well. Muzzy didn't want to risk on the arse of tough with his knee, so no, delighted to have the guys back. With young Penrice back, and we had to leave somebody out the day, that's the first time. I mean, I think 8 or 9 times we only had 5 subs in the first half of the season, so it's great to have them back, and it gives me now decisions to make.
First competitive game in a few weeks, quite happy with the level of the players' performance today?
Yeah, look, it was end to end. I thought it was a good cup tie. They had chances and we had chances. It was probably a very even game, and we said we need to try and stop Dobie, but I didn't think we did, and he got too many shots and goal through the lighting, but delighted to get over the line.
Good win for the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the hat. That's all you can ask. And Alan Archibald can be well pleased with travelling to a place as difficult as Palmerston. And he too can get a good night's sleep, watch the Edinburgh Derby, and then see if Partick Thistle get a fortune out of the next round of the Cup.
Well, time almost upon us then on Saturday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Just a reminder of how things finished in the Scottish Cup fourth round. Aberdeen, Dundee United, Ayr United, Celtic, Morton, Brora, Kilmarnock and Motherwell, Partick Thistle all in the hat. We're going to see how the Edinburgh Derby goes tomorrow. A couple of postponed games where the teams will have to do it on another date. But it's been a great day of Scottish Cup action. Thanks to Hugh Keevans, Murdo McLeod and Derek Johnson for joining me, Gordon Duncan, in the studio. Thanks and goodbye to Gordon DL, who's still at Celtic Park as well. And as always, the biggest thanks of the afternoon goes to you, the listeners. Thanks for everyone who got through on the phone lines and on Twitter. We'll be back on Monday night. Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson will be here, and it's the GBX anthems up next. Hugh Keevans has got his glow sticks ready, his dancing shoes on, he's ready to go, and we'll see you Monday.
Super Scoreboard with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.